Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Anubha Rohatgi, and we will be discussing cabinet decisions taken today. To discuss this topic, I have with me in studio economic analyst Shishir Sinha. Shishir, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Shishir, let's begin with first decision taken by the Union Cabinet today. That is to do with the SIDBI, which is a Small Industries Development Bank of India. And the government has decided to support, to give an equity of 5,000 crore rupees to SIDBI. Given that SIDBI is India's principal institution for promoting, financing and developing the micro, small and medium enterprises or the MSMEs, how significant is this decision?
At this moment, MSME sector is in need for more and more support from the government. And there are two reasons for that. One is, of course, the global uncertainty which we are seeing, and every day we have one incident here and there. And that is affecting the business prospect or what we call as a trade prospect for these MSME units. And the second, that after this US tariff announcement, MSMEs are also getting affected, especially in the textile sector and GMs and jewelry sector. And you will be aware that most of the units in the textile sector are from the MSME sector. The another important aspect is that if you take the overall share of MSME in India's GDP or India export, it is between 40 to 48%. So considering all those things, we need to provide more support to MSME. And this is one of the mechanisms to do so. Since SIDBI is a refinance institution, that means it is providing support to those institutions which are providing direct finance to MSMEs.
Okay.
So the second aspect of this decision is that this 5,000 crore rupees will be given in three tranches. The first tranche will be 3,000 crore rupees and the two tranches will be rupees 1,000 crore each. I mean, in FY26, we will have 3,000 crore. FY27, we will have 1,000 and FY28, another rupees 1,000 crore. So what does it mean? It means that SIDBI will have more money to lend as well as to more power, or rather I would say a strong base to raise more money from the market. If they are able to get more money from the market, they will be able to provide more money to the institutions which are providing direct finance to the MSME. So these are some of the issues which are, I mean, the basic reasons behind this decision.
Before we take this discussion any further, let's listen to this report on the role of SIDBI, what SIDBI is and what it does.
SIDBI is the main financial institution that supports MSME. It was set up in 1990 to promote and finance MSMEs across the country. SIDBI provides direct loans, refinance support to banks and funding to new businesses. Post-equity capital infusion of 5,000 crore rupees, the number of MSMEs to be provided financial assistance is expected to increase from 76.26 lakhs to 102 lakhs by the end of the financial year 2028. Over the years, SIDBI has focused strongly on digital and collateral-free lending, helping micro-enterprises and startups grow. These efforts are closely linked with government initiatives like Atmanirbhar Bharat, which aim to make India more self-reliant and inclusive. Under the Cabinet's decision, the 5,000 crore rupees support will be given in three phases. This expansion could lead to the creation of more than 1 crore new jobs across sectors like manufacturing, services and agribusiness. This is Meghna Bose from Akashvani.
Shishir, let's take this forward. The capital infusion, as you rightly said just now, it's going to be in three tranches. So can you share some more figures, data with us about the number of MSMEs that will benefit, and beyond the financial numbers, what sort of an impact will it have on the job market, on employment generation?
If we take this 5,000 crore rupees and if I go by the government figure, that says that this is going to benefit, or rather increase the number of beneficiaries MSME from 76.26 lakh crore to 102 lakh. That means more than 1 crore MSMEs unit will get benefit from that. And in terms of employment, at this moment, almost 30.16 crore employment is being provided by the MSMEs. And because of this addition, around 1.12 crore more employment opportunities will be created. So it is not just a question of how those units are getting benefit. It is also important that how those units which are getting the benefit are converting this into the job opportunity. So more than 1 crore job will be created with the help of this 5,000 crore rupees. And please remember that this is not just 5,000 crore rupees. Mm-hmm. Please look for the multiplier of the 5,000 crore rupees. Because if you have a strong capital base, that means you are going to raise more and more money from the market. And that means you are going to provide more and more money to the MSMEs. And that is why the number is there. And this is just the first estimate. The actual number yes. may be much, much higher than what we are reading here.
Right. So the MSME sector accounts for nearly 40 to 45% of our exports. How would today's decision about SIDBI help give further impetus to the government's Make in India, Make for the World agenda that aims to transform India into a global manufacturing and export hub? And how will it improve our export competitiveness?
There are two, three things into this question. One is that how the MSMEs are getting the benefit because of this expansion. So MSMEs are going to get credit from the organized sector at a structured interest rate.
Okay.
In that way, their cost of operation will come down. Mm-hmm. And if their cost of operation will come down, they will be able to provide at a lower cost, which means the export competitiveness as well as the competitiveness in the domestic market will enhance. Number two, many of the large units are depending upon the MSMEs for various components.
Yes.
Let me take an example of an automobile hub, which is near Delhi, the place called Manesar. We have a manufacturing unit of a big car company. And that car company needs a lot of components, mm-hmm. lot of spare parts, lot of other things. And those units, those parts, those things are provided by the small units or the medium-sized units. So if these MSMEs are getting benefit, if that particular car company is getting a good order, a big order, and we have seen that during 2025, export of automobile was good.
Yes.
So if they are going to further accelerate that growth, they need more and more spare parts, they need more and more component, they mm-hmm. need more and more another accessories for the car, and those things will be provided by the MSMEs. Okay. So if they have to support the larger units, they also need capital, and that capital can be provided with the help of this increased one. So in that way, they are going to indirectly support that one large manufacturing mm-hmm. company to boost their export. And if able to provide it at a cheaper cost, then that means the car company will be able to export at a lower cost.
Right.
That means it will enhance the export competitiveness. And currently, when we talk about make for the world, not just make in India, but when we say make mm-hmm. for the world, we have to provide at a cost which is a competitive one.
Right.
And that competitiveness will come with this kind of exercise.
And you know, because you were talking about that this is kind of a wall or a support for supposing you have a bad loan, the institution has bad loan. So that becomes even more relevant in case of MSMEs, because they are the ones, unfortunately, where there are more chances of bad loans.
Yes, slippage is very high. And I was talking to one of the CEO of a public sector bank, and he said that during 9 months, we have seen very high slippage from the MSME sector. And that is because of various reasons. Mm-hmm. Not because they are incompetent, but because of the circumstances and especially the geopolitical situations which are not favorable at all. So considering all those things, we have to think about how to provide more and more support, because we should not forget their share in the total job market, their share in the GDP, their share in the export is very, very high. And considering all those things, we need to provide support, especially when they are having a rough weather.
Right.
So this is one way we can provide the support. And since we are also expecting some measures in the union budget will be presented
yes.
on February 1. So combination of all those things will help the MSME to overcome all those things. And next year, we may hear that the slippage from MSME is much, much down.
Just 4 months back, September, we had GST 2.0.
Yes.
Which was also aimed at, you know, MSMEs to give an impetus to them. And now with this decision about SIDBI, this combination, how significant, how potent it can be?
If we talk about GST 2.0, that means the goods are going to be cheaper. And not just the rate reduction was there. There were a number of procedural issues also. There were a number of issues which were taken for what we call as the ease of doing business. One of the things which I would just like to highlight to you is the 90% refund in the general cases. And also the registration in 3 days, within three working days. So these are a couple of measures which were meant for ease of doing business and also provide providing help and support to the MSMEs. Because when MSME is coming into a formal structure or the organized structure, what does it mean? When a big business want to do a kind of business with a unit, mm-hmm. the first thing he asks, what is your GSTN number? And that unit says, no, I do not have any GSTN number. That means you are going to lose the business. So in that situation, if your business registration is completed within 3 working days, you will be in a better position. Number two, when you have put up your money, that means your working capital is there, and you are getting that money after, say, a certain time period, that means your working capital will be struck, your capital will be struck. But if you are said that 90% refund will be within a time period, that means your working capital situation will improve. So this is how this MSME will get the benefit. So GST 2.0, from a common consumer point of view, rate was important. From a business point of view, what were the procedural changes along with the rate? Mm-hmm. These two were the important.
So now let's talk about the second decision taken today regarding the Atal Pension Yojana. The Union Cabinet has announced that it will continue for the next 5 years. Which sector will be impacted by this decision, and why was the need felt to take this decision at this point?
So when we are talking about a developed nation by 2047, and when we are talking about very high growth of 7% or 7.5% yes. or 8% growth, that growth will really have some meaning when the people at the last level, or what we in Hindi, what we call as the Hashi Par Khada Vyakti. So if that person is going to get the benefit of this development, this growth, that will be really, really good for them. So Atal Pension Yojana is one of the scheme which is a part of providing security to the unorganized sector, older person, older people in the unorganized sector. And the pension amount is ₹1,000 to ₹5,000, depending upon what kind of contribution you are making. Considering the need of social security in India, and we all know that social security has not been very good in this country,
right.
because of one reason or the other reason, and especially for the unorganized sector, that is more challenging. So this is a scheme to complete that gap between haves and have not when we are talking about developed nation by 2047.
Then why has it been extended now? Why was the need felt to extend it now?
Because now your target is not just achieving, say, $5 trillion or $7 trillion. Your target is to achieve Viksit Bharat, which is $30 trillion economy. So when you have a target for next 25 years, you have to extend the scheme, which is going to end soon. So that is why the scheme has been extended, so that people who are in unorganized sector, especially after the age of 60, they should get some kind of social security.
Now, along with extending the scheme, the cabinet has also extended funding support for promotional and developmental activities and gap funding. What is the significance of this measure?
See, the one is that you have announced a scheme, but people should know that what kind of a scheme it is. So when you say that a scheme has been extended, that means the people should know that a scheme has been extended, what kind of benefits is there, how you can put money into there. So that is why this promotional activity is there. And gap funding is that when there is a resources gap, I mean, there are certain component in the scheme which is provided by the government. That is also part of when you are extending the scheme, you also need to extend that provision which you had in the earlier time.
How crucial is a scheme such as the Atal Pension Yojana in strengthening our social security mechanism? And how does it contribute to the goals of a Viksit Bharat by 2047, as you were just saying?
Atal Pension Yojana is basically part of what we call as the Jan Dhan Se Jan Suraksha. So when Prime Minister Narendra Modi took charge as the Prime Minister for the first time in 2014, and in his first speech, Independence Day speech, he talked about Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana. So when Jan Dhan Yojana was announced and it was implemented and it got a very good success, so the next step was what kind of Jan Suraksha we are going to have. So under the Jan Suraksha, there are three schemes. One is called Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti, then the second one is called Pradhan Mantri Durghatna Bima, and the third one is called Atal Pension Yojana. So all the three schemes have one particular aim. Mm. So when we talk about Jeevan Jyoti, that is basically life insurance. When we talk about Durghatna Bima, this is basically for
accident insurance.
Accident or death kind of thing. And you need those people who are there to provide some support at after the age of 60 years when they are entering into the silver age. So that silver age people who have a very good, what we call as the mental or the intellectual wealth, in order to further use of that intellectual capability, we need to provide some social security.
Right.
And this is one scheme in this direction.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Shishir, thank you so much for your input on this very important topic.
Thank you.
Spotlight.